The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Be so grateful for what he has done, what he will continue to do, his purpose for our lives will be established. Amen. Therefore, we pray that after us, we began dealing with our new season, our new ways, as we change our patterns and change our lifestyle. After the 100 years, God says, we are in our time. Being in a certain time requires that many things that need to drop us, which comes from our mindset. I was telling someone that we're having a discussion about being born again, and I was telling the person that Once you get born again, for me, one of the critical aspects of it is we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Immediately we get born again, there must be a transformation of our mind. If we are transformed by the renewing of my mind, that launches you into what God has destined for you. Because if you don't transform your mind right after accepting the Lord as your personal Savior, you realize that though you are moving and you are believing that, yes, Christ has died for me, I am entitled to this, but the old school system still lives with you. So it becomes difficult. So people become Christian, born again, 20 years, 10 years, 15 years, 30 years. But yet, their mindset are still of the old and they have not left the old. Living the old is not just by physically moving. The major aspect of it is how to transform your mind into that new dispensation that God has called you into. That if you'll be able to get into that and walk into that transformation, then it is very easy for the promises of God to come to pass in our lives. It is very easy. It is very easy. Majority of the work has been done. When you are able to transform your mind, or we transform our mind into that which God has called us into, that once you get me into you, when I come to live in your heart, you are a new being. It's a simple teaching, but it is one of the most critical aspects of our Christian life. And that is why we still go to church, we still come to church, we are still with Christ, but yet the old is still with us. It's still with us. So we need to what? Continuously pray. We need to continuously pray and rely on God and pray the word of God, see the manifestation, and be able to walk into the newness that He, God, has called us into. Amen. Amen. So we, one thing that we need to understand, that God, who has called us, something for us. We have prayed for 100 days. We have received the prophetic word. We have received that which God has promised us. We have received that which God says, I will do it in your life. Only you have to just believe in me. When you believe, you will receive. Hope and trust in my word. But we are still struggling to be able to hold that which God has declared for us. We are still struggling. So, we realize that what comes into you, the preaching, the prayer, the word of God, the impartation, the exhortation, all those things come to be able to what? help us to transform our mind. So, if we are supposed to meet and we are supposed to walk in the way that God has for us, then we must be what? A people who has information that will be able to happen in our lives. Therefore, we need the Holy Spirit to be able to help us. We need the Bible to be able to help us. We need the God of the Word of God every day in our lives so that our lives can be able to what? Sustain, have a sustainable Christian life. So, in life, people are supposed to meet, and some whom you have not met at all. We are supposed to meet people. We are supposed to grow. You meet someone and your life is supposed to either move backwards, still the same, or your life is supposed to move forward. I was telling someone that if you have not gotten into an error, you are forever satisfied with where you are. You are ever satisfied with where you are? When you sit in a big bus and you drive and you go to Kumasi, you realize that you have sat in a bus. The next time when you go in and you sit in a Range Rover and you drive to Kumasi, you tell yourself, oh, today I have sat in a Range Rover. But when you are given a ticket to say, move to Kumasi, and you be at the airport and you know that the journey is what? 45 minutes. And one pilot took me 22 minutes to Accra Kumasi. And when I landed, I said, whoa. 22 minutes. He said, Kumasi has become very short. He realized that, oh, you enjoy the flight. Next time, you want to go by flight. You want to go by flight. So, plane more fare. Plane more there. But the next time, and you realize that, sana, Accra Kumasi, Diana Kurampu Eswa, and you sit in an Airbus, and you fly across the sea to London. You fly across and go to the east, to the south, and you realize that, sana, plane, no, it be so. When you Accra Kumasi, na two, etraha, three, two, traha, one, traha, na one, some, yeah, three, pe, na, kwine, down, one, fin, one day, one said four, oh, extreme. Four, not three, waha. One said yes. When you're a friend, I can say Airbus. When you're a land bus, when you're Airbus. No one said difference, room. So, if you have not gotten to that era, you think where you are is champion. But it is time for us to be able to transform and move into that which God wants us to be. So when we are talking about the new season here, we are talking about you leaving what is behind you and moving into the dispensation and in the era and in the time and season that God wants you to be. It may take one step. It may take two steps. But take the step. Take the step. Take the step and move into it. Otherwise, we remain the same and you become stagnant. Whatever remains stagnant smells. If your life is stagnant, people know you that. As for this one, when it comes to you, when it comes to it is you, when it comes to it is you. When they mention the issue, you come. When they mention the issue, and for 20 years, the same issue, when they mention the issue, you come. People say, hey, Abba, as for you there, why won't you move forward? Even in problems, people want to what? Move out of the problem in which you are into another problem. You understand what I'm saying? People want you to move from that problem in which you are. That when they call, you will not even come and stand there again. But when they call a different problem, then you will come. That means what? You are even moving. It is even in problems. But we want God to manifest. How do we want God to manifest? We can only let God manifest when we know what we are about. And when we want to see ourselves, when we desire to see ourselves in it. When we desire to see ourselves in it, that is when God is able to what? manifest himself and to have his own way. In Luke chapter 5, verse 37 and 30 to 39. Luke chapter 5, verse 37 to 39. No one pours new wine into an old wineskin. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins. The wine will run out and the wineskins will be ruined. No new wine must be poured into new wineskins. Go back, please. Go back. Say, no. New wine must be poured into new wineskins. 39. And no one after drinking old wine wants the new, for they say the old is better. So Jesus began to teach and talk about this, that no wine puts an old wine into a new wineskin. That means if you have moved out of something, you don't go back and take that which you have deserted. If God has transformed us with these 100 days into something different, into a season, into the time that He, God says, I'm going to put you, and God is moving you, you should be able to move yourself, move your mindset, move your hands, move your legs, move your feet, and move everything into that which God intends you to be. God does not want us to be in that old state, but God says, I am moving you. I have transformed you. I have moved you into a different era. I have touched you. So far as God says, I have done it, then it is up to you and I to be able to move into that new state and move into that new wine that He, God says, I have done. But if God is saying, and Jesus, we're making this illustration, that what is in you, that old thing that is in you, it must come out. It must drop. Because He has made you into a new wineskin. He has made you into a new wineskin. So all those evil thoughts, all those bad thoughts, all those things which you should leave it behind, all those things cannot stay in you. It tells you that your thoughts are what? It should be renewed. It even tells you that what you see and how you see it should even change. The way you see things, it shouldn't be the same. No. It tells you how you even feel about things. Your feelings and sentiments concerning issues, concerning things, should even change. It should even change. Because how you talk and your responses to issue, when something comes, hey, I did a war, but you are still living. But you are still alive. So you ask yourself, how long will you be dead? Or how long will you die? How long will you die? So we need to move into the new era. We need to move into the new season. Tell yourself that enough of the old times. Enough of the old things. Enough of how I used to feel. Because we have carried our emotions into things that we shouldn't even use our emotions. When we need to seek the mind of God and seek God's thought concerning the issue, we rather use our emotions in discerning it. And at the end of the day, we have made wrongful conclusions. We have missed our time. We have missed God's blessings. We have missed it. So in this new season, after the 100 days, it is a new season. It is a new season. It is a new season. Whether you like it or not, it is a new season. People should see you differently. You must manifest it. Enough of the thoughts. Enough of how you feel. Enough of how you feel. Our emotions. May God help us. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us with how we see things. May the Lord help us to be transformed. That we will know that God is a living God. God is a living God. He is a living God. He is a living God. This evening, our whole assignment God is coming to pray. Because I want us to move. We need to move. Church, say, we need to move. We need to move. If you have to move, we have to move physically. If you have to move, we have to move spiritually. If we are moving, we are moving mentally. We are moving psychologically. We need to move. We are too concentrated at the place. And our mindsets need to be transformed. That as for me, dear, when I get a job that can give me 500 Ghana cedis a month, I'm okay. I'm telling you, you realize that 500 Ghana cedis is someone's daily keeping money. It's not even, a full day's money. Amen. You realize that what we are business, it has cast a limitation on us. So as even on Wednesday when we were studying the Bible, we realized that the people saw the 10 spies who went. They saw the Amalekites and said, we are like grasshoppers. Meanwhile, the land was flowing with milk and honey. And you have eaten manna and manna and manna and manna and manna. God was giving them manna. Now God says, it's enough of the manna. Go, I'm giving you what? Honey. Milk. Come and eat. He said, no. When we look at the people, we are like grasshoppers. We are like grasshoppers. We are like grasshoppers. You will not be like a grasshopper. You will not be like a grasshopper. Whoever wants to see you as a grasshopper, that person will see him or herself as a grasshopper. It will not hold. It will not stand. It will not hold. It will not stand. It will not. It will not. I traveled and when I came back, I was telling Pastor Rachel and the deacon. And I said, Master, when you sit in plane and you see children playing up and down, they are going up and down, they are going up and down. And some of the adults are even, they are scared in the plane, they are afraid. But you see these kids running up and down, as if they are on the land. I beg you, please, travel with your children small. Enough from gutter to gutter. Allah, we are crossing enough near crossing Masalashi Mosque near cross. And we're all laughing. And I say, yes. We're all laughing. Now, we'll cross. We won't cross this gutter. No. No. We'll cross over nations. Yes. We'll cross over nations. We'll cross over nations. And I said, at least there are countries around, even the whole West Africa. For 3 months, you don't even need visa. You can fly across. Just go maybe 2 days and come. Even 3 days and come. You cross and come. You go to the East, Kenya, you don't even need visa. But you can go and come. Now, thank God, even South Africa, we don't even need visa to South Africa. Let's cross more. Enough of the air. Pink farm circle torture. Amen. Amen. No, so that we can also talk some. We can also what? Talk some. So if God intends that I am moving you, God moves you and what? You know that God, I am prepared. I am more than prepared. I am moving into my new season. This is my new season. I will move. I will move. I will move. I will move. Someone will not buy a car. Someone uses it. And a papa says, a third-hand car. Yeah, that's what Reverend said. So, someone has used it. When you see the car number, you say, hey. May God help us to also sit in a brand new car. Amen. It is our season. It is our season. It is our time. It is our season. Don't just respond and say amen. Believe that what? I am moving. Whatever you wrote down in those 100 days prayer, whatever prayer point you put down in the 100 days, it is your duty to ensure that what? All those prayer points manifest. They must manifest. They must manifest. We want to see it manifesting. Nobody should stand our way. Whoever stands our way, we will break the legs. Whoever stands there, we'll clear the person. We'll clear the person. Amen. So it is our new season. We are entering into our new season. And we have entered into our new season. We have entered into our new season. So we're going to pray that whatever holds us back, you know the issue. You know what you are fighting with. You know what you are confronting with. It is very difficult to let things go. It is very difficult to change your mindset. It is very difficult to move. It is very difficult to take a step. It is very difficult. But you're going to tell God, God, I am ready to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I am ready to let it go. God, because of what God you have told me, I am ready to let it go. I am ready to let it go. Some of us, we need to change the way we talk. The way we talk, it doesn't help us. And our whole problem on this earth has been the way we talk. Because the way people, when people listen to how we talk, they are not even ready to even help us to progress. They are not even help us to bless us. They are not ready. But tonight, we're going to pray that God, we are ready for this new season. Because if Jesus says that no one puts new wine into an old wineskin, or else the old wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. God, I'm not ready to take any old wine. I am a new wineskin. Therefore, whatever that is old, God, take it off. God, take it off. Father, take it off. Lord, take it off. Begin to pray and just thank the Lord for today. Thank the Lord for your life. Thank the Lord for today. Thank the Lord for your life. Thank the Lord for today. Bompaye, the Nyamiasi, my brother, and then. Bompaye, the Nyamiasi. Say, Nyamiki, why are you here? If God has given you grace, God has given you that. God, I thank you for today. God, I thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you. Father, I thank you for today. Lord, I bless your holy name, Lord. Father, I give you the glory. Yes, I give you the honor. Father, I thank you, Father, for my life, Lord. I thank you, Father, for my life. I thank you for my life. I thank you for my life. Yes, O God. Yes, O God. My heart, I am bad. I'm bad. Yes, O God. Na babada pe de babada ya ba. Rasu kotore babada pe ki babada pe. Yes, sata kaya babada pe de babada ba. Ya kada da babada pe de babada ya pe ki babada ba. Yes, sata da babada pe kala ya babada pe de babada ba. Yes, sata da da babada ba. Ikalo ya babada pe de kaya babada ba. Yes, ya babada pe ki babada pe ki babada ba. Yes, sata kada da da babada ba. Yes, thank the Lord for the new season. Thank the Lord for the new season. Thank the Lord for the new season. Lord, thank you. I thank you for the new season. Father, I thank you for the new season. I thank you for the new season. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the new season. I thank you for the new season, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
My Father in heaven,
my Father,
I welcome.
I welcome
my new season.
My new season.
I welcome.
I welcome
my new season.
My new season.
I welcome.
I welcome
my new season.
My new season.
Begin to pray. Welcome your new season. Your new season of what? What do you want to see in your new season? I welcome my new season.
I welcome my new season.
My new season of favor. My new season of marriage. My new season of job. My new season of promotion. My new season of expansion. My new season. I welcome my new season.
I want my new season.
In this new season, hold on. You need to move out of your past. If you are going to sit down to say that I'm waiting for my past to move, I tell you, you will be at the same place. You have to make a conscious effort to move out of your past. The ignorance, the ancient mindset, the ancestral mindset, it is up to you to move out of them. So we're going to pray. Because some have become mountains in our lives that only God can help us move it out. If God doesn't come in, we will not move. Because we have made a status quo in our mindset that this is how it should be. This is how it's supposed to be. So if anything God is bringing doesn't pass through how it should be, it is zero. So we're going to pray that Our Father in heaven, every ancient mindset, every negative mindset that we have carried for all this while, the Lord should destroy them for us. We are confessing and destroying them. Father, we confess that Lord, destroy them for us. Any ancient mindsets. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Every ancient mindset.
Every ancient mindset.
Every ancient mindset.
Every ancient mindset.
Mindset,
every ancestral mindset
that I have carried,
that I have carried,
that has become a weight,
that I have become a weight
on my life,
on my life,
on my life,
on my life.
My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
destroy them,
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 destroy them.
Ancient mindset,
ancient mindset,
ancient mindset,
ancient
ancestral mindset,
ancestral mindset,
ancestral mindset,
ancestral mindset
that have become patterns,
that have become patterns,
that have become cycles,
that have become.
That have become weights.
That have become weights.
That have become burdens.
That have become burdens.
In my life.
In my life.
In my life.
In my life.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Destroy them.
Destroy them.
Destroy them.
Destroy them.
Destroy them.
Destroy them.
Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. Yes, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Destroy them.
Destroy them.
Ancestral
mindset. Ancestral mindset. Ancestral mindset.
Destroy them. Destroy them.
That have become patterns.
Destroy them.
Become patterns.
Destroy them.
Become cycles.
Destroy them,
in my life,
in my life,
yes, destroy them, my Father in heaven, my Father in heaven, Father, destroy them, Lord, destroy them, Lord, destroy them,
destroy them,
Lord, destroy them,
destroy them, Lord, 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 destroy them, Lord.
Yes, Yes, I am. Holy Ghost, shake my life. To suit the new season.
My new season.
Holy Ghost.
Shake my life.
To suit the new season. Every new season and its way of life. That is why you can't pour a new wine into an old wineskin. There are some levels. There are some levels we don't take certain dresses there. There are some levels we don't go and talk anyhow. There are some levels when you get into some meeting rooms, you know that this meeting room, this is the language that is fit for this room. Once you enter into that room, you know that this is how they speak. When you enter into a law profession, you know that there are etiquettes, there are standards, you know it. When you enter into the medical school and become a medical doctor, then every court, they have status quo which they live. They go by. So God has prescribed and described way of life and standards of life for every new season. That's why we're going to pray that you can't be a class 4 teacher and say you have entered into a medical profession and you're going to bring that brothel and bring those things there. No, it will not help. It won't fly. That's why lawyers will call it my learned colleague. Yes. Because it is supposed that you have learned up to that standard. When you are talking, you talk sense. Your things should be sensible. It should be something that you should be able to argue it. Don't just open your mouth and just talk anyhow. They will not even call you to the bar. So even if professional groups, settings, they have prescribed status quo for their members, how much when God is launching you into a season? Amen.
Amen.
That is why we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit will shake us. You can pray, God, if you know what is worrying, say, God, shake me off this thing. Shake me off. Shake me out. You can pray if you know what is wrong with you. If you know that this language you cannot go, God, shake me out. Shake me off. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Shake my life. To suit.
The new season.
Begin to pray now. Yes, so God. Holy Ghost. Shake my life. Yes, so God. Shake my life. Shake me out of this situation. And shake my life.
into the new season, 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 into the new season. You are shaking my life, shaking my life, shaking my life, shaking my life. To suit the new season, to suit the new season. Let us shake my life, shake my life, shake my life. Let us shake my life, shake my life, shake my life.
Yes, I am a man. Shake my life.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're still going to pray. A new season. Something just flashed my mind. A gentleman was standing at Angwanga Junction in Kumasi. Not Accra. Angwanga Junction is in Kumasi. And the cars were passing to Accra. Shoo, shoo, shoo. And this guy started saying, oh, oh, Aquano. And I'm going to say, Aquano. I said, also, don't say, or that car anymore. I said, car, don't say, or them. And then business said, ah, na car, you're them one. Once, yeah, car, oh, wait, you're dear them. You're dear them. And then you see. It's a tree language. I'm trying to. And I asked, ain't it kind of the sim air there? And I said, what natural to man, who sim? Because I don't know who now want to. When you sit in the church, you sit straight. Because someone has to be by your side. So you can't relax, jerk yourself, and then pull yourself anyhow. So you are, it's like you are sitting in the car, but you are standing. You are fixed. It's the Utna Chotro Mwa, and after that taxi ma, ye lo dia, ka ye trim, ye sim. De demo ye, de ye o dia, and I de ye on yonkong dia, e mu, e kwa in dem kakra, e ma, o to. And ye de ye trim. Na un ka ye demo wa, o si Mercedes Benz, de dem, Land Cruiser, ye dem, and on utmi chin, utmi adjusted sitin, e kwa chile, no other, all tones of water, not one to, no be true, now we'll call. Uncle Drew and Castle Sissy or ya, or Nay or ya, Costa Jay or ya, and on ya dim. Into a term the differences in cars. Now, Monsieur, okay. Into Abba O Barbara, wa, per car, dashi, obey dim. Now, Monsieur, you, Marty. I brought this for us to just give an illustration that there are phases of life, and there are seasons that we need to enter. The fact that you have not gotten to that stage, it doesn't mean that that thing is not good. It doesn't mean that it's not good, though. It is because you have not tasted of it. That is why you are talking like that. But taste of it, and you know that the Lord is good. You know that the Lord is good. Because if you sit and you travel and come back and get down and you see your feet swollen, and your waist with pains, and your knees, you are crying. Know that there are differences. Amen. Amen. So when God is launching us somewhere, we need to position ourselves for the hold, the transfer. We need to position ourselves to meet the right people. We need to position ourselves to have the right language. And we need to position ourselves to even have the right attitude for that season. So we're going to pray that the Lord himself will lead us. The Lord will connect us. Give us the right people. The Lord will help us with the right language. And God will help us with the right attitude for that season. And we're also going to pray. Anybody that you have to press the delete button to delete out of your life. Delete. Terminate. I like that word. Terminate. If attitude that has to be terminated, terminate it.
Yes.
If wrong people are in your life that need to terminate, terminate. At the beginning of this year, I made my mind. I prayed and I took a drastic decision about something. And I thought it won't work. But I realized that in the 6 months, I said, God, thank you for that decision that I took. I thought something would happen, but I realized that it was normal. And I said, we worry ourselves for nothing. We are going to pray that God, in this my new season that I am entering, connect me to the right people. Give me the right language for the season.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, give me the right attitude.
Yes.
Anybody in my life, Lord, that I need to delete, Lord, delete it. Or help me to terminate them out of my life.
Man.
Some people break communities and they break people. Their language themselves are worse. And so when they speak, you go the whole night, you won't sleep. But yet you are keeping them as friends and cronies. And when they talk to you, you don't sleep. And your life is some way. And you are not seeing to change them. If you can't change them, tell God to do it for you. We're going to pray. My Father in heaven.
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 In this my new season.
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 Connect me.
Connect me.
Connect me.
Connect me.
To the right people.
To the right people.
To the right people.
To the right people.
Give me.
Give me.
Or develop in me.
Or develop in me.
The right language.
The right language.
The right language.
The right language.
And the right attitude.
The right attitude.
And the right attitude.
The right attitude.
Anybody in my life.
Anybody in my life.
Anybody in my life.
Anybody in my
that
life.
That I have to terminate.
That I have to terminate.
Anybody in my life.
Anybody in my life.
That I have to terminate.
That I have to terminate.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Terminate that person.
Terminate.
Terminate that person.
Terminate.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
Out of my life. Begin to pray.
Terminate.
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 Wipe them out.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look, in Mark chapter 9, from 2 to 8, we're not going to read it, but in the verse 5, Mark chapter 9, verse 2 to 8, in the 5th chapter, no, when in the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus and the three disciples, when they went up the mountain, and they saw a new dimension of the glory of God, they said, let us make tents for her, Elisha, for Moses, and who again? And so that they can dwell here. Because they saw a new glory that they have never encountered before. They saw a new glory. They have never seen it in their life before. When they saw it, they said, hey, let us make tents and stay here. And they leave the other disciples there. Amen. That was a new season that God just opened it. Jesus led them, the three of them, they just saw the new season. They just saw the new glory. They saw it and they realized that, hey, it is not what we are working on the, what? We're working, looking, what? Looking for apples. So this is a higher dimension of the glory of God. We're going to pray. take last two dust topics and we leave. We are going to pray that any distraction from the pit of hell against our new season, we should die by fire. So sometimes you can be in the ramps whilst you go, and someone will come and just speak one word that will distract everything that you have thought for. Will people show attitude about coping? In some of these JP, you know, you're fasting for 100 days, everything is over. You are in the purpose and in the will of God. Just about when the thing is happening. No one say, I find it, sir. Ninchangani, I know my phone number. The Amalekites, they will come. We're going to pray that anybody that will be a distraction to my new season, let them die by fire.
Amen.
Enough is enough. So we're going to pray that my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven, anybody, any power,
whatever be it,
that will be a distraction
to my new season, to my new era, In Jesus' name, amen. My Father in heaven.
Launch me.
Into my new season. And give me a deeper.
Revelation.
For the season. My Father in heaven.
Launch me.
And give me a deeper.
Revelation.
For my new season. Begin to pray now. Ask the Lord to launch you into your new season. Ask the Lord to launch you. And give you deeper revelation. Deeper revelation. Into the new season.
Let me give me a revelation into my new season.
Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord.
We begin to thank the Lord. Holy Ghost,
thank the Lord for
that
new season. Thank the Lord for launching you to the new season. Thank the Lord for launching you to the new season.
We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord.
We thank the Lord for the new season, Lord.
We thank you for the new season, Lord.
The new season of His remembrance, Lord.
The new season of His elevation,
Lord. The new season,
we thank you, Lord.
Lord, the new season,
we thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the new season,
oh God.
The new season, Lord. We are launching the new season. We step into our new season. We step into our new season. We look into our new season,
Lord.
We step into our
new season,
Father. We thank you.
We bless you, Lord.
We thank you,
Holy Spirit.
Father, we thank you, Lord.
Father, we bless you, Lord.
We give you the glory,
Spirit, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for what you have done.
Jesus,
we thank you for what you're going to do, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, for the new season opportunity, yes, Lord, that you have opened for us, Lord. It is a new season for us. It is a new season for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It is a new opportunity for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that once again, Lord, you have favored us. You have favored us, Lord. You have favored us, oh Lord. You have elevated us, oh God. Father, you have exited us from the old season, yes, oh God. From the old times, oh God, into a new era, oh Lord. Father, we thank you. Elohim, we thank you. Adonai, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the new season, Lord, of opportunities, oh God. And we avail ourselves as we move into them, oh Lord. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. Father, for setting us tonight, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Please take your offering, declare upon your offering, speak upon your offering. Say, God, I'm thanking you for my new season. By this seed, by this offering, I step into my new season. I launch myself into my new season. When you speak or declare upon it, we speak upon it and then come and
Those online, please use the online platform through the Vodafone app, the Vodafone or the MTN or the other networks to make your payments offering there. So can you please come, walk and come and give your offering, come.
As we walk forward, listen to the following announcements. God willing, tomorrow morning, the Women Ministry, you have a rally at Family Life AG. Family Life AG. All women are to take note. And then on Sunday, I am stressing on Sunday, number one, don't miss Sunday school. Because at Sunday school, we are continuing the new season at Sunday school. The topic for Sunday school lesson on Sunday is God can do anything. God can do anything. In the new season, God can do anything. Come and enjoy Sunday school. Don't miss Sunday school. And then we have a visiting preacher, Reverend Dr. Foster. Come from Sunday school, because you must know that God can do anything. As a matter of fact, from today's prayer meeting, if you don't have a passport, don't wait till you meet the new season person and he says, I am taking you. Then you say, Afena mekwa kwese menya passporta. Somebody must from today go and start processing your passport. Go and start processing your passport. Somebody must buy $50, £50, and €50 or €20, and paste it in your room. That from today, your eyes will begin to see euro. Your eyes will see pounds. Your eyes will see dollar. So that now your thinking will be in dollars. Your thinking will be in euros. Your thinking will be in pounds. Hallelujah. 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 You will need to change some things. You will need to change some things. Pastor Prince said, when you enter into some meetings, it is there you know that you need a language for the meeting. Those of you who came on Wednesday, the 10th spy says, we are not able. And so they did not enter. And those who said, we are able, they entered. In your new season, you are able. In your new season, you are able. In your new season, you are able. When you rise up in the morning and the devil tells you, you are not able to do this, look at yourself, look at the devil and tell him, get away from me. I am in my new season. Therefore, I am able. I am able. I am able. Master, why am I here? You need new eyes for the new season. Don't miss next week's prayer. If you have missed, don't miss next week's prayer. Don't miss Bible studies, because we are launching ourselves. Yeah, 2 years ago said, yeah, to tie catapult into the new season. Whether you like it or not, you will enter. And tonight you have entered. With this prayer,
thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.